The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 30th, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
In this material world, following the path of the pure devotees who are well behaved, and completely endowed with first-class qualifications due to their having fully taken to the service of Narayana as their life and soul, is certainly the most auspicious, without any fear, and authorized by the Shastra.
Sadhiti na jayang loki antachemo akutu vayam susila sadhavo jatra Narayana parayana. So, the Shastra says that the association of devotees, Narayana Parayana, means devotees. Narayana Para, one who has taken Narayana as the ultimate goal of life. Narayana, Krishna, Vishnu, they are of the same tattva. Vishnu Tattva. So people do not know this. That to approach the platform of worshipping Narayana or Vishnu or Krishna, that is the most exalted and what is called assured platform. It's like we get insurance. This is assured. Assured by whom? Assured by Krishna. Krishna is assuring, aham tva sarva papi bhava mokkhayiṣyāmi kauntiya pratijānihi nami bhakta pranasyati apite sudrācāra bhajate māmananna bhāra sādhuriva samanta. So many assurances there. Narayana Para. Krishna says personally that I shall protect you. People suffer on account of sinful reaction, ignorance. Out of ignorance they commit sinful action, and sinful action reacts just like a child, ignorant. It touches blazing fire and it burns the hand and he suffers. You cannot say the child is innocent and the fire has burned. No, this is nature's law. Ignorance. So sinful activities are done out of ignorance. Therefore one should be knowledge. Ignorance of law is no excuse. If you go to the court and if you plead, sir, I did not know that I have to suffer, I have to go to imprisonment for 6 months because I have stolen. This was unknown to me. No, known or unknown, you must go to jail. Therefore, the greatest contribution to the human society is knowledge. To keep them in ignorance, in darkness, that is not human society. That is cats and dogs. Because they are in ignorance and nobody can give them knowledge, neither they can take. Therefore, in the human society, there is an institution for giving knowledge. That is the greatest contribution. And that knowledge, is supreme knowledge, is there in the Vedas. Vedaishta sadvai. And all the Vedas ascertain that one should know what is God. That is one thing. Don't make that sound. Vedaishta sadvai. People do not know it. this whole material world, they do not know what is the actual knowledge. They are busy in temporary things for sense gratification, but they are not aware what is actual the goal of knowledge. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. The goal of knowledge is to know Vishnu, God. That is goal of knowledge. Adhātu brahma jigyāsa, jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. This life, the human form of life, is meant for understanding the absolute truth. That is life. And without trying to understand the absolute truth, if we simply are busy, how to eat little comfortably, how to sleep little comfortably, or how to have sex little conveniently, these are animal activities. These are animal activities. Human activity means to know what is God. That is human. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu durasayaji vahirathaman. Without knowing this, they are struggling for existence. They want to be happy by adjusting the external energy, bahirattamani. And people, leaders, andhajathandhirupuniyamana, ask big scientists, philosophers, what is the goal of life? They do not know. They simply theorize, that's all. The real goal of life is to understand God. So that can be done as it is said here, that you make association. What is the number of the verse? Sadhiti na dhyang loke pantha kima akutuva. Our life is to attain the transcendental platform of knowledge. That is our goal of life. Then how it can be done? Sushila sadhavo jatra narayana parayana. You associate with that cultural institution where there are sushila, very well behaved. Now find out any institution throughout the whole world who are sushila. You'll find here in Krishna consciousness movement no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. You won't find anywhere. This is called sushila, well behaved. Sushila means, sila means behavior or custom. Here you'll find that taking bath three times, the changing clothes, everything neat and clean, personally, their character, their behavior, sushila. Sushila, sadhava. Sadhava means saintly. What are the saintly characteristics? That is also meant. Titikshava, karunika, srihida sarvabhutana, ajata satrava shanta sadhava sadhubhusana. These are the characteristics of sadhu. Not a sadhu having a dress like a sannyasi and accompanied by 3 dozen women. No. Sādhava, that business is to preach. Then Krishna says, apite sudurācāra bhajate māmananna bhāg sādhureva samandhambha. He is sādhu. What engages in Krishna consciousness movement. Apite sudurācāra, such person, even if you find some fault, because everyone cannot become immediately perfect, due to bad habits, sometimes they fall victim. But still, if he is Krishna conscious strictly, he does not deviate, he does not forget Krishna, then he is to be accepted as sadhu. Krishna says that only for that qualification. Bhajate mam ananna bhava. That is the qualification of Krishna consciousness. So sadhu, they have to preach. They have to preach, therefore, the first qualification is titikshava, tolerant. So many people will criticize, so many people attack, so many opposing elements, and he has to fight with them. Therefore, titikshava, toleration. Just like you see, Lord Jesus Christ, he was so tolerant that he was crucified. Still he did not curse anybody. This is sadhu. Titikshava. Tolerant. The very great example of tolerance, Christ, Jesus Christ. So similarly, Haridas Thakur. There are many saintly persons, sadhu, were very tolerant. First qualification of sadhu is titikshava. Titikshava and karunika, at the same time kind. These two examples we find in the character of Lord Jesus Christ. He was being crucified and still he was praying to God, "My Lord, they do not know what they are doing." Did he not? Yes. Just see. And he was persecuted, and still he was kind. He was kind. Still he was praying to God that these rascals are doing. They cannot kill me, but they are thinking that I will be killed. So they are committing offense. This is toleration and karunika. Similarly, there are many examples. Titikshava karunika and Sridhar Sarvabhutana, friend of all living entities. Lord Christ said, "Thou shalt not kill." He never said that now they are interpreting in a different way. The animal has no soul and you can kill animals and keep slaughterhouse. So who is a Christian? I do not know who is a Christian. They profess to be Christian. It is very difficult to find out a true Christian who is strictly following the words of Lord Jesus Christ. So he's a good example of sadhu. We therefore adore and offer our obeisances to Lord Christ. Sadhu, example. Titikshava karunika sridha sarvabhutana. This is sridha. Not that my brother will be saved, my family will be saved, and all others should be killed. That is not sadhu's qualification. Sadhu's qualification is, he is kind to everyone. It is not that if a human being is killed, the killer is also killed. Why? Even when a human being is killer of an animal, he should be killed. That is called suhida sarvabhutana, friend to everyone. Not that only the human being should be given protection. He is national, and others, animals and trees, should not be given protection. No. That is imperfect knowledge. National means one who has taken birth in that land. So, do the animals do not take that birth in the land? They are also national. But you see, your discriminating law that you are giving protection to the human being and not to the animals. This is sinful activity. Therefore, we say that no meat eating. If we give up this meat eating, then so many lives of the poor animals will be saved. So that is sadhu, no meat eating. Here you will find. In Krishna consciousness movement you will find nobody is meat eating. Nobody is prepared to kill even an ant, what to speak of, big ant. They put argument that you are vegetarian and you are also killing vegetable life. Of course, we are killing. But we are not killing vegetables. First of all, vegetables are not killed. If I take a fruit from the tree is not killed. Or if I take the grains from the plants, before the grains are ripe, the plant dies. So actually there is no question of killing. Although the law is, nature's law is that one living entity is the food for another living entity. Jiva jivasya jivanam. But a human being should be discriminating. If I can live by eating fruits and grains and milk, why shall I kill animals? This is human consciousness. In milk, if you get milk, you can prepare hundreds of nice preparations, all full of vitamins and nourishing. In our new Vrindavan, we are maintaining cows and having so many nice preparations, rabri, laddu, and this peda, and barfi, and sandesh, and rasgulla, and yogurt, varieties, enough. The other farmers, they come, they are surprised. Such nice preparation can be made from milk. Yes, you do not know. You do not know how to utilize the animal. Ignorance. The milk is also produced out of the blood. So it is intelligence. You are drinking the blood in a different way, produced by nature, with more vitamin values and more taste and more gentlemen. Why should you kill one cow and try to drink the blood? The blood is there already, but in a different form, without any violence. And we have seen it. It is practical experience that if the cows are assured they will not be killed, they will give you double milk. That we have experienced. And it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Shishyuchu, you have not got here the verse. The part is that during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cows were so happy and jubilant that from their milk bag always drop milky so that the pasturing ground became muddy with milk. So this science is unknown to the rascal civilization. How to utilize things for the best purpose? So in the Bhagavad Gita you will find Krishi Goraksha Vanijam Vaishyakarma Sabhavaj. Vaishyas, first class man Brahmana, second class man the Kshatriya, third class man the Vaishyas, and fourth class man all others. The worker class, Shudras. So, the first class man, the Brahmana, they should give instruction, nice instruction, so that the whole human society will profit by seeing the character of the Brahmana, the behavior of the Brahmana. Sama, Dama, Sattam, Saucham, Titiksha, Khansi, Rivata, Jnanam, Vijnanam. A Brahman is not never recommended. A Brahman will make some trade or become an engineer. No. Samadhamatidika. These are the qualities, characters of Brahman. And Shastra says, jasahi jat lakshanam proktam varnabhibanyakam tattena iva vinidhise. When there is characteristics of a Brahmana, then you should accept him as a Brahman. not whimsical. Similarly, Kshatriya, he must be very strong and chivalrous and never will go, fly away from battle. They should come forward when there is some battle there. They should give protection. They are Kshatriyas. And Vaishya means, now the Brahmanas, they are not going to produce food or other things. They are simply for knowledge, giving the best knowledge to the human society. There is need of Brahmana. Everyone, Shudra, simply working hard. And because they are accusing, oh, you people are escaping. What is escaping? We are giving the best knowledge to the human society. So, it is specially mentioned, Krishi Guraksha Manijam. The Vaishyas, food production means produce food grains, agricultural. By agriculture you can, so much land is vacant all over the world. And they are producing coffee. I've seen in Africa, vast land is engaged in producing coffee. No food grain. So this is the defect of the civilization. They do not know how to lead. Will man die without drinking coffee? No, that is not the fact. But man will die if there are no real food, anna, food grains. If you think that I eat meat, I don't require food grains, but the cow, the animal need food grains. So without food grain, how we can live? Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Annad bhavanti bhutani. You produce food grain. Why you are producing so much unnecessary things? Television and tools and stool also, so many things. Why? They are not necessary. Live in the village, produce your own food, your own cloth, and drink milk sufficiently, all economic questions. Then you become Sushila, well-being. And if you go on killing animals and drinking wine and gambling, when you will be Sushila? You are always bad character. Here it is said Sushila, well-being, good character. Sushila Sadhava, Sadhava character line. The ideal, you have got ideal, Lord Jesus Christ. Sushila Sadho Narayana. Why? Narayana Parana. Because they are devotee of Narayana. If you become simply Narayana Parana, devotee of Narayana, Krishna, all good qualities will come to you, automatically. All good qualities. Jashasi Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvaigunai Tattva Samasati Sura. Take practical example. These boys, these girls, how they have become so nice? They are known as bright faces. Why? Because Narayana Parayana. They have taken seriously Krishna as the object of worship. So actually, if you want happiness within this world, peace and prosperity, just become Krishna conscious. All problems will be solved and you will be happy. Thank you very much.